This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, October 10th. Well, cattle markets started out a little firm, getting some follow-through from a nice reversal up on Friday, but we didn't get much follow-through and ended up lower across both live cattle and feeder cattle. So turning the corner here, trying to maintain some upward momentum has proved to be pretty difficult, but I think that the markets probably will catch down here. Cash trade has gone fairly quiet last week. We don't have any numbers from the cash trade from yesterday because it was a federal holiday. So we'll get caught up on that today. But I think in the short term, cattle space is, I think, limited on the downside. We are seeing the fall run of calves, and that is having some seasonal impact, pressure in the market. But as I've said many times, I think the tight numbers are eventually going to show up back in the market. And I think you're going to see a greater number of calves held back from the producer. They've got plenty of feed. They want to retain heifers. So I think you're going to see more of that going on this fall and more demand coming from the winter wheat guys, from the corn guys. Just think that there's going to be plenty of demand showing up here in a couple weeks once we get the corn harvest largely behind us, once we get the winter wheat established and you can put calves on those pastures. I think the demand is going to show up, and that could take us higher into early November. As for live cattle and beef prices, obviously that's going to depend on the retail demand. And as long as we're adding jobs, that's a strong signal that demand for beef is going to stay strong. Our jobs report was double what the trade was expecting. So clearly the economy is on solid footing. And, the more jobs you have, the more people go out to eat, basically. And most of the time that's going to include beef. So it's a strong signal that we have more people working, and it shows the sign of a strong economy. All of that is expected to shore up beef demand and beef prices. Especially as we head into the fall and early winter, the seasonal for beef to stay strong in early December, preparing for the holiday season, would suggest that it's going to be a strong seasonal performance. And so we look forward to the live cattle, the box beef values starting to work their way higher into later in the fall. That would support the live cattle market and be yet another support for the feeder cattle market. So I don't think we're quite done yet on the upside from a seasonal perspective. And even from a long-term perspective, we still have not seen the results of, the major heifer retention. That probably will come in the spring. If the moisture stays decent in the central and southern plains, then you're going to see a huge demand for heifers, bred heifers. That will be the major surge in rebuilding the herd. And then you start to do the calculation of when those calves will be going to the feedlots, then going to the slaughter plants. So all of that, can be calculated. But first we have to see the evidence of the actual heifer retention. And we can assume that that's happening. I think there's a very likely chance that that's happening, but we don't have the hard evidence yet. So that's what I see down the road. I still see another 6 months, perhaps, maybe a year of well-supported cattle markets. There's no guarantee it's going to continue to move higher. We're already at record highs, but at least well-supported, and likely either peak in early May when you have good grazing conditions and there's the demand for these calves, or next fall when you have a similar situation where you're retaining heifers and there's just more tight supply of calves. So this, I think, has a ways to go before we burn ourselves out on this long-term cattle cycle. In the short term, I think we're headed into a fall of good demand, and I think that will be very supportive for both live cattle and feeder cattle. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.